This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
What you been up to?
I had a great week the last week. I did a table tennis road trip through the Midwest, Indiana, Ohio, and Illinois, and visited my sister in Indiana. So it was a great time.
How nice. How'd you do playing table tennis?
I did really well. I've won most of my matches.
Uh-oh. I smell Olympics. Wouldn't that be great, you know? We had a great challenge last week. Remind us of it.
Yes, I said, name a famous leader in world history, the name by which this person's usually known, change the first letter of the leader's name to the previous letter of the alphabet, rearrange the result, and you'll name what this person was the leader of. Who is it, and where was this person the leader?
What's the answer?
Answer is Nero and Rome.
That's great. I mean, you didn't give us the number of letters because I think that probably would have been too easy, huh?
Right, right.
Well, it was fun. We received about 1,000 entries this week, and from the correct entries, our randomly selected winner is Robert Van Pier of Fort Bragg, California. Hi, Robert.
Hi.
How long did it take you?
Hey there.
How long did it take you to solve the puzzle?
This one was pretty quick. This one was, I'd say, 10 minutes.
Wow. How long have you been playing?
I first sent in a postcard 20 years ago.
Well, then you've been with us since the beginning of having listener participation on the show. You and me both, 20 years.
Yeah, the fact is, I don't know how many correct answers I sent in, but I sent in a lot of answers.
That's great. What do you do in Fort Bragg?
I'm a general contractor and consultant.
But are you doing well in this economy?
No. We're all getting by, you know. We're all getting by.
Yeah, I think that's
what it's like everywhere, I think.
Well, let's have some fun then. What do you say? You ready to play?
I'm as ready as I'm going to be after 20 years of being nervous.
All right. Well,
in 24 hours.
Well, Robert, you've already said hi to Will, and Will has said hi to you, so let's play this game.
All right, Robert and Leanne, today's puzzle is called A, Test of Islands. I'm going to give you some words. For each one, add the letter A and rearrange all the letters to name a well-known island. For example, if I said trees, T-R-E-E-S, you would add an A to make Easter. Okay, here's number one, mug, M-U-G.
A U.S. protectorate?
Yes, it is.
Guam.
Yes.
Guam is right. Number two is Q, K-E-W. Plus
Wake.
A. Wake Island is it. Amos, A-M-O-S.
Samoa.
Samoa, good. Crip, C-R-I-P, as in the gang member.
Capri.
Yes.
Capri is it. Wonderful place to visit. Here's your next one. Gobot, G-O-B-O-T.
G-O-B-O-T. Ah. Tobago.
Yep.
Tobago, is it? Tobago, either way. Crisco, as in the shortening. C-R-I-S-C-O.
Oh. Leanne?
Would Napoleon help?
Yes.
There's a clue. I'll help you out, Robert.
Go ahead,
Robert.
Leanne.
Corsica.
Oh,
Corsica
thanks.
Is where he was born. Good. Danger, D-A-N-G-E-R.
Grenada.
Yep.
That's it. Grenada, actually, I believe.
Yes, right. Thank you.
All right. Try this one. Stamina. S-T-A-M-I-N-A.
You know, he's doing my worst category. I mean, I don't mind mixing words, but geography is not my strong suit.
Well, at least it's not chemical elements.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, this island is off the coast of Australia.
Tasmania.
Yeah.
Tasmania is right. And your last one is reposing. R-E-P-O-S-I-N-G. Reposing.
Reposing.
I'll give you a hint. This island is off the coast of Southeast Asia. And it's a country all by itself. Specifically, it's off the Malay Peninsula.
Uh,
The first letter is S.
Singapore. Yay.
Singapore is it. Good work.
Robert, your nerves calmed down a little bit?
Well, now.
No, you did well. You did well. We have someone to tell you what you'll get for playing today's puzzle. He's a former field producer for The Daily Show. His name is Michael Rubens, and he's just written his first novel called The Sheriff of, you will love this word, Yrnamir, Y-R-N-A-M-E-E-R, Yrnamir. It's a very strange name, but you can hear about the the weird book and at times wacky plot. We have an interview later in the show. But first, here's Michael Rubens to tell you what you'll get.
For playing the puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe edition of Parker Brothers, The Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, Will Shortz's latest book series, Will Shortz Presents Ken Ken, Volumes 1, 2, and 3 from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shortz's Puzzle Master decks of Riddles and Challenges from Chronicle Books.
What do you think, Robert?
I think it's wonderful, and I appreciate your letting me be on this show.
Sure. I'll give you a hint. This place, Yrnamir, if you say it really slowly, it actually is your name here. Before we let you go, tell us what member station you listen to, Robert.
KZYXNZ out of Philo, California, and I am a member.
Oh, well done. Good word. Robert Van Pier of Fort Bragg, California. Thanks so much for playing with us.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Will? I know you have a challenge for next week.
Yes, it was made with the help of Ed Pegg Jr. Take the names of the first nine elements of the periodic table, hydrogen, helium, lithium, beryllium, boron, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, and fluorine. Select one letter from each of these names in order to spell a familiar nine-letter word. What is it? And here's a hint, it's a word used in math. So again, the names of the first nine elements of the periodic table, hydrogen, helium, lithium, beryllium, boron, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, and fluorine. Select one letter from each of these in order to spell a familiar nine-letter word. It's a word used in math. What word is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you are the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. And Will, this coming week, I'm going on a reporting trip to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. So Lynn Neary will be here in my stead. So I'll get to talk to you in 2 weeks' time. So thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leah.